Pope Benedict XVI on Sunday spoke about the unity between faith and science during his last Angelus address before Christmas. Speaking to pilgrims in St. Peter's Square, the Pope noted the feast of Christmas is connected to the winter solstice, when the days in the Northern Hemisphere start to get longer again. He said this highlights the fact that Christmas also has a cosmic dimension, in addition to its historic one.
A questo proposito, forse non tutti sanno che Piazza San Pietro ha anche una meridiana.
The Holy Father said this is made clear in St. Peter's Square itself, which is also a meridian. The obelisk casts its shadow along a line that runs along the pavement towards the fountain under the window of the papal apartments. And during the Christmas season, it is at its longest of the year. The Pope says this reminds us of the function of astronomy in making out the rhythm of prayer. The Angelus, for example, is recited in the morning, at noon, and in the evening, and with the meridian, which was used in ancient times to identify true noon, clocks were adjusted. Pope Benedict also pointed out that 2009 has been declared by UNESCO as the World Year of Astronomy, and he greeted all those who will participate in various ways in the initiatives for the occasion. The year was chosen because of the 400th anniversary of the first telescopic observations of Galileo.
Tra i miei predecessori di venerata memoria vi sono stati cultori di questa scienza.
Pope Benedict mentioned that many of his predecessors were devotees of science, specifically citing Sylvester II, who taught it, Gregory XIII, to whom we owe our calendar, and St. Pius X, who knew how to make sundials. He said there is therefore a friendship between faith and science, astronomy and faith. The Pope said if the heavens proclaimed the glory of God, then the laws of nature, which over the course of the centuries many men and women of science have helped us to understand better, are also a great stimulus to contemplate with gratitude the works of the Lord. After his discourse, the Pope had words on the coming feast of Christmas.
In 2 days' liturgy, we recall how the Virgin Mary was invited by the angel to conceive the one in whom the fullness of divinity would dwell. Jesus, the Son of the Most High. As we prepare to celebrate his birth, let us not be afraid to say yes to the Lord, so that we may join Our Lady in singing his goodness forever.
He said in these days before Christmas, we should turn our eyes towards Mary and Joseph and learn from them the secret of recollection in order to savor the joy of Christmas.